July the 27th. The weather. This weekend, parts of New Zealand have experienced some very violent weather. A low pressure system coming from northern Australia hit Northland on Saturday and lasted for about 36 hours. The system moved southeast to the Coromandel and the Bay of Plenty around Tauranga. It brought heavy rain, flooding in some areas, and strong winds. Winds reached 130 kilometres per hour in some places. The wind brought down trees and tore off roofing iron. It also brought down power lines. About 60,000 houses in the Auckland region lost their power, and electricity companies said it was too dangerous for their workers to restore the power while the winds were so strong. In some places, people may have to wait 3 days before they get their power back again. The Met Office warned about this weather late last week. They warned people with boats to make sure their boats were tied up safely. However, 3 people died in boating accidents during the storm. One was a canoeist, and the other 2 were on a commercial fishing boat near Opotiki in the Bay of Plenty. 2 others from the boat were rescued. Meanwhile, a southerly hit the lower North Island, bringing snow to the desert road and to Mount Ruapehu. Around 10:30 on Saturday morning, the Whakapapa ski field on Mount Ruapehu closed, but it was very difficult for skiers to drive down the mountain again. Some had to leave their cars and travel to safety by bus. They went back the next day to get their cars. The Met Office is warning of another storm coming in about a week's time. Meanwhile, this coming week looks to be wet over most of New Zealand.